All right. Good morning, everybody. Quick comment on chapter 19. Praying for what you already have. And to me, it really focuses on really giving, always giving thanks for what I have. And depending on where you are in your journey, you could be sitting there saying, I don't have anything. I have nothing, but been there, and I can look back and go, in so many ways, it was really, really hard, and in so many ways, we always had a great place to live, we always had good meals to eat, we always had so much. Even when we had nothing, we had so much, and it just blows my mind when I look back. Because we didn't deserve any of it. And the kind of the verse, I guess maybe this is my verse for 2022, is 1 Corinthians 15:10. It's just how Paul, you know, he says, and I don't want to be too out of context, but he says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God is with me. Because I couldn't be here today to talk on the phone, but by the grace of God. Because I had somebody ask me a week or so ago, hey, I know you went through some real troubles and struggles, and I know a lot of things were really hard for a while for you. How'd you do it? I go, the grace of God. Because that's all. I go, it couldn't have happened any other way. It was impossible. But for the grace of God. And I just love the verse even in Matthew 19, where, you know, Jesus just says, hey, with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So staying focused. So wherever you're at, just stay focused, do the list, do what needs to be done, work harder than they all, and yet not you, but let the grace of God just take care of you. And today we're going to hear about convergence, and I had a huge convergence about 14 years ago, and there's convergences every day in our lives as well, and there's a convergence going on now, and I can see the difference of having things in order when convergence hits. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for opportunity to be together, to learn together, to grow together, to everybody I know is in a different spot on their journey and a different spot in their business, and Lord, but Lord, no matter where we're at, we know that we wouldn't be where we are today without your grace, without your mercy, without your spirit, without our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one who lifts us out of the ash heap and the dunghill and puts us in a good place with him. We just commit this time into your hands, and we entrust it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. As Pat was going through all that pretty intense stuff, there was a convergence several thousand years ago, and God, if you don't know the story, you need to go back to the book of Genesis and just read it. It's about Joseph. You've probably heard of Joseph, but Joseph is a guy who got screwed over multiple times and had every reason to be bitter and mad and angry with God. He had every reason to take revenge. And yet he says his brothers come to him, and his brothers basically threw him in a ditch. And then they said, oh no, we won't throw him in a ditch. We'll sell him into slavery. So his brothers sold him for a pittance. And even when after he got sold into slavery, he advanced, and then he got accused falsely of doing some really bad stuff. So he got thrown into prison. And all through that, it just amazes me at the end, his brothers, he actually meets his brothers because of the convergence that occurred. There was a famine, and Joseph ended up large and in charge because God, and not because Joseph did anything, because Joseph, he was faithful, but because God put him there. And it's like God just uses so many things that we can't see for his ends, for his means. And it just says his brothers come, they fall on his face, they're afraid that he's going to take revenge on them. And Joseph says, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." And, you know, in this day and age, as we see the world converging around us, you know, there may be times where we've just got to say no to certain things because we know it's not standing for Christ. And you just never know how God's going to use what the world means for evil. So that's how we can, that's actually one way we can pray, is just to see what God, see the crazy things that God is going to do as the world converges in insanity around us. Anyway, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we're not beholden to the whims and the craziness of the world around us. And as good turns to evil, and they call evil's called good, and good's called evil. And Lord, we see these things going on around us, and it does make us angry. And sometimes, Lord, just want to take it out. And yet, Lord, you just call us to stand. And we can see even how, I think of even in the book, in that great book of Acts, where your disciples, your apostles, they stood, and it was costly at times, and yet you just kept advancing. And Lord, we thank you that your history is your story. And Lord, you are going to keep advancing. And we thank you that we can lean on you for our businesses, our families, our religion, so to speak, and all these things, all these areas. Lord, we don't have to put our trust in politics, but we can put our trust in you. Because the politicians are going to disappoint us every day. But Lord, we thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you, we can trust in that. We give you this day. We thank you for it. As we get back to work, we have a list to do. We have work to do today, Lord. And we thank you. We have work to do. So we commit it into your hands, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.